From the director of the sci-fi thriller District 9 comes Elysium, which recently came out in theaters. James Sanford has this review.
In 2154, the setting of director Neil Blomkamp's science fiction story Elysium, the gap between the haves and the have-nots has grown so wide that the two sides are literally not even on the same planet anymore. The poor are stuck on a broilingly hot, overpopulated, and disease-ridden Earth, where everything is covered in dust or rust or graffiti. The wealthy, on the other hand, have relocated to a silver wheel in the sky known as Elysium, a place of palm trees, mammoth McMansions, sparkling swimming pools, and meticulously manicured lawns. Robots do all the work, which means the inhabitants of Elysium can spend most of their days attending parties or cleansing their bodies of any possible health risks in what look like high-tech tanning beds.
Cancer cells removed.
Of course, many residents of Earth would like a shot at getting to Elysium, and one of them is ex-con and factory laborer Max DaCosta, played by Matt Damon. After he's accidentally blasted with a lethal dose of radiation in a workplace mishap, Max is told he has 5 days to live. So, with nothing to lose, why not attempt a trip to Elysium, where he may be cured? Unfortunately, Elysium's Defense Secretary Delacorte, played by Jodie Foster, is something of an unwelcome wagon. When she sees unauthorized vehicles approaching Elysium airspace, she shoots first and never gets around to asking any questions. The South African director Blomkamp scored a major hit in 2009 with District 9, which reimagined apartheid with extraterrestrials as the oppressed minority. He's still tackling topical subjects here, showing the possible consequences of the increasing inequity of wealth. For its first two-thirds, Elysium draws a striking, scary picture of a world in which the privileged have every possible comfort, and the less fortunate are left to fend for themselves in ghastly urban war zones. Production designer Phil Ivey has done a superb job of conjuring up both environments. Max is continually hassled not only by former criminal cohorts who are hoping to lure him back into his old ways, but also by verbally and physically abusive robots that insist on reminding him how powerless and worthless he is.
What I'd like to do is explain.
Stop honking. Personality matrix suggests a 78.3% chance of regression to old behavior patterns. Grand Theft Auto. Assault with a deadly weapon. Resisting arrest. Would you like to talk to a human?
No, I am okay. Thank you.
Are you being sarcastic and or abusive?
Negative.
Damon believably illustrates Max's battered spirit and his lifelong desire to finally break out of the hellhole he's in. Foster doesn't register quite as well. Speaking in a wacky accent that sounds alternately British, French, and Russian, she goes overboard with the histrionics. At times, you can almost see her twirling an invisible mustache as she plans her next diabolical scheme.
Standard warning didn't work.
What do you want us to do, ma'am?
Activate Kruger.
District 9 star Charlton Copley plays Kruger, Delacorte's earthbound henchman who cheerfully does her dirty work and seems to get a kinky kick out of terrorizing people like Max's longtime friend Fry, played by Alice Braga. Fry is a nurse with a young daughter who's suffering from leukemia, a situation that further motivates Max to invade Elysium. Blomkamp has no shortage of ambition, and he's certainly in no danger of running out of storylines. Elysium is dense with subplots and underdeveloped ideas, and unfortunately the movie's attention-getting setup is more or less pushed aside in the last 45 minutes, as Blomkamp turns his attention to gruesome visual effects and exploding bodies. Admittedly, the action is swiftly edited and well choreographed, but what started as a smart, thought-provoking thriller eventually becomes your standard shoot-'em-up, blow-'em-up. There's much to appreciate and admire about Elysium. At the same time, you wish Blomkamp had boosted the movie's brain power instead of increasing its firepower. For WMUK, I'm James Sanford.